State revenue sharing, education, and local involvement in regulatory and development decisions are among the Alaska Municipal League's top priorities for 2011. The AML Board of Directors held its annual meeting Friday in Juneau as part of the group's local government conference. President Hal Smalley says AML will ask the legislature for a one-time increase in revenue sharing. The program divvies up state oil tax money for communities, but for the last couple of years, funding has been flat.
It's 4 years it's been in place now. The newer program has been in place. There's been inflation, cost of living increases. And so what we used to purchase with those same dollars is costing considerably more.
Smalley is a member of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly. He says many municipalities rely on revenue sharing to balance their budgets.
The three biggest expenditures in our particular borough are schools being number one, sanitation being number two, landfills, and then roads. But in other communities across the state, it's basically what keeps their municipal government afloat.
The board also passed nearly 20 resolutions taking positions on state and federal issues, mostly aligned with AML's priorities. One resolution called for changes to the Alaska Coastal Management Program. Former Governor Frank Murkowski did away with the program's Coastal Policy Board, which gave citizens a voice in development decisions on Alaska's coastlines. North Slope Borough Assemblywoman Adeline Hobson says that hurt local communities.
After that program was taken out of the state, we had absolutely no voice. There was no way we could issue comments on any projects that were happening that may interfere with whaling, fishing, and all our subsistence needs.
AML wants the legislature to reestablish the board. Two bills introduced last session would have done that, but failed to get much traction. The Parnell administration is content to go without the board as well. The Municipal League represents more than 140 Alaska communities, covering about 97% of state residents.